We're Talking Health. I'm Jack Terry. Today on Talking Health, we're looking at veganism and how it can help us live a healthier life. We spoke to Juliet Galatly, director of the charity Viva, who told us some of the health benefits of going vegan.
The benefits, I think people change obviously because they want to help animals. So it's a really positive thing you can do. And I found out is, God, I can actually do something about this rather than lobby somebody else to do something. I can change myself because the power is in my wallet. So that, obviously, the second big thing, which a lot of people mention as well, of course, is their own health. And so there's been massive changes going on in terms of awareness of how a vegan diet makes you thrive and makes you more energetic. You live longer, several years longer on a good vegan diet as well. But for me, it's more about the life while you're here. So it's about being able to play with your kids or your grandkids. It's about having an active life for me. Because I'm very busy and you get less heart disease, you get less strokes, much less diabetes type 2. So vegans get way less diabetes type 2 because diabetes type 2 is very linked to meat and to dairy products. And dairy, of course, people are aware now that it's quite an unnatural thing to consume because cow's milk is meant for calves and we are meant to be weaned, you know, off human breast milk and never meant to drink the milk of our mothers or certainly not from another species. So doing so leaves us open to all kinds of health problems because cow's milk is linked to, because it's full of hormones, naturally it's full of hormones, estrogens, progesterone. So it's linked to prostate cancer in men. It's linked to breast cancer in women. It's got growth factors in it, which tell cancers caused by other things, but it tells those cancer cells to grow. And so it's, you know, these are really serious issues. And of course, lactose intolerance, which of course is not a killer, but is incredibly uncomfortable. You know, 3/4 of the world's people have got lactose intolerance. And I don't think most people realise that. But for example, most Chinese, most Thai people are lactose intolerant. And that's simply because it's not that they're ill. It's just that that's the natural state to be because you're not meant to be able to digest the milk in sugar after weaning. We lose the enzyme to do it, or most of the world's peoples do.
She also told us how poorly animals on farms can be treated and why it is so important that we make a change.
I did a report called the Pig Report for Viva, and it was a bit depressing, to be honest, because it's 90% and about 10 million pigs are killed in the UK every year. So that's a lot of animals that are treated, they're intensively farmed. You know, in dank buildings, often standing in their own excreta for the whole 6 months that they're kept there before they're killed, because they're killed very young. And the thing that I found really upsetting when I filmed myself was the mother pigs, actually, because they're still kept in crates. I don't think people realise that the vast majority of UK pigs are still kept in them. And they're just really caged, in effect. They give birth onto concrete and their piglets are taken away at about 3 to 4 weeks old, which of course is very, very young indeed. And then the mothers are put in what are called rape racks and they're made pregnant again. And that is their life cycle until they're killed at about 4 to 5 years old. The general site is the Viva site, which is just viva.org.uk. And the recipe club, probably the easiest thing is just to Google vegan recipe club Viva and you'll go straight to it. But it's veganrecipeclub.org.uk. And the 30-day vegan site, again, if you just go into the viva.org.uk site and put in search 30-day vegan, it'll take you straight to it.
We're Talking Health. I'm Jack Terry.